When did you hear about these dismissal of charges?
The defense team got the dismissal notice of the dismissal via email from the District 17 staff judge advocate this afternoon. I would say, well, this afternoon my time, probably within the last hour.
Okay. Have you been in contact with Lieutenant Leone yet?
I have spoken with Lieutenant Leone. I have emailed his parents. Lieutenant Leone is ecstatic. He is very, very happy. And this is good news for him. With the imminent birth of his third child within the next month or so, this is good news for his family also.
Are they still residing in the Sitka area?
They are in Sitka as we speak.
Okay. What does this mean for the lieutenant's potential flying career? Does that mean he can now resume his duties?
It does, with a few caveats. Prior to the dismissal of the charges, actually almost a year ago, a Coast Guard board of officers indicated that Lieutenant Leone was indeed fit to fly again as long as he passed a retraining qualification course at Mobile, Alabama. He was scheduled to go to Mobile twice because the charges were pending. Those orders were revoked. However, now we believe that he will be able to go down and begin to do one of the most difficult things he'll ever have to do, which is relearn to do that thing that he loves, which is fly helicopters after this tragic accident, horrific accident.
It's kind of the equivalent, if I understand that correctly, is getting back on to a horse after getting bucked off, right?
If it's a 21st century horse, yes. I would say that it's probably a lot more difficult given the nature of Lieutenant Leone's duties, the conditions in which Coast Guard pilots fly, and the overall trust and confidence that a crew needs in each other. I think that Lieutenant Leone is up to that task, and I know that he is looking forward to getting back and being retrained. And we believe that he will be reassigned out of Sitka to another location.
Does all of this, though, will this have any impact on his career beyond that? Could this have any future implications? I mean, is this something that's going to stay with him all the way down the line as he's considered for promotions and other postings?
I believe not. Under these unique circumstances and the finding of the investigating officer, the Article 32 officer, Captain Norris, that Lieutenant Leone actually did perform and perform well his duties as a navigator and co-pilot, I believe that Lieutenant Leone can have a fruitful career, and the Coast Guard can take advantage of a very, very good officer. But it's up to Lieutenant Leone, and that's what this does. The dismissal of these charges will hopefully allow him to chart his career as he sees fit. I do not believe that this will be an impediment to his future career or future assignments.
Now, before we went on tape, you kind of briefly explained to me this wasn't necessarily an opinion that was issued today. Could you backtrack for me again and tell me what it is that happened as far as the particular charges and then the dismissal here?
Within the context of the military justice system, the charges were, the parlance is preferred, sworn to, and then they were sent, as they were supposed to an investigating officer, also known as an Article 32 officer. What Admiral Ostabo did today was he directed that all the charges that were brought against Lieutenant Leone, he directed that they all be dismissed. So it is that on this day they were all dismissed. It is an equivalent of sorts of the dismissal of an indictment in the civilian world. At the same time, it is a very meaningful act, because certainly in District 17, Admiral Ostabo is the only person who could have sent these charges to a courts-martial, and he has made a final decision and said that there will be no charges against Lieutenant Leone.
I believe there was another alternative, which is disciplinary action. And if I remember my Naval and Coast Guard parlance correctly, it's what's referred to as the Admiral's Mast. Is that still an option?
It is. I would imagine that it is potentially an option. But as I understand what Admiral Ostabo has done today, he has, in essence, dismissed all charges, and he has considered and decided not to take these charges to an admiral's mast.
I know it's kind of difficult to read the admiral's mind, or read the mind of anybody else that was in that particular courtroom during that week, or read the minds of them as they're considering this over the last 3 months. But what do you think initially tipped the case, I guess, for lack of a better way to put it, in your client's favor?
From the first time that the defense team, and it's not just me, there's a Lieutenant Commander Anita Scott from the Coast Guard and Lieutenant Commander Eric McDonald from the Navy all represent as a team Lieutenant Leone, we made a decision that it was going to be in the best interest of Lieutenant Leone to, in essence, try the case at the Article 32 investigation. And that is to show that Lieutenant Leone was not negligent, actively and aggressively navigated as the co-pilot for the flight of Coast Guard 6017. So in that sense, I think that that's what we worked toward. Now, in essence, what tipped, what convinced the Article 32 officer and most likely the convening authority, again, you're right, I can't read their mind, but I would say that the evidence that showed that Lieutenant Leone was a good co-pilot, that under these unique circumstances, he did his job. And I also believe that the other factors, the factors of the wires not being properly marked and the Coast Guard's inability to enforce or set standards to have them properly marked, and the previous accidents at those particular wires, I think all of that added up to a decision, and obviously, I think in my mind, a proper decision to dismiss all the charges against Lieutenant Leone.
As I understand the military justice system, sometimes it can be considered kind of a gamble to I guess what you refer to as try the case at the Article 32 hearing instead of waiting until a full court martial. Do I understand that correctly?
You do, and I would tell you that we discussed that. That particular tactic, we discussed it with Lieutenant Leone at length. We not only looked at the evidence, we went out and we developed some evidence. We talked to people. We did our pre-investigation work, if you will. And we thought that it would have been a gamble to not do it. That's the way that we came down. Lieutenant Leone agreed, and that's the course that we took.
Okay. Well, Mr. Smith, anything else that you'd like to add or include about the case or the dismissal of the charges?
I would say this, that I've worked in a military justice system for a long time, upwards of probably around 30 years. I believe in that system. And dismissal of charges like these, I would hope, allow others who are charged under the Uniform Code of Military Justice to accept that this is a fair system, and eventually the system will get to the right answer. It certainly did in this case, and I appreciate your allowing me to take some time to talk about this.